Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening at this Friday. September 16th, 2016. And we're here to talk about you, your life, your buckos, all points in between, everything that's affecting them, the markets, the election, the corruption, the manipulation, the Fed, the central bank, the scams, the shams, the debt, the deficits, and everything else in between. Hope you have a good day. Hope you have a good weekend. That's right, it is Friday. And before we get into all, a little housekeeping. Do not forget the Fox News Channel Business Block tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. That's Neil Cavuto et al. Discussing everything that affects you, markets, money, and all that stuff. And, of course, they will be covering a heck of a lot of the election. Again, that's the Fox News Channel Business Block, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Next, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Somebody called me a racist today. Of course, they don't give a real email address. You can read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, and also we have a new thing we put up every day. The five things you may not know today, which is posted each day. If you want to hear what we're doing with money, we would like to hear what you're doing. Go to Money Management button, press on it. And if you want us to consult with you, a consultation. In other words, you manage your own money, you manage other people's money. If you want us as your holding hand, press that one and we get in touch with you. And that is the housekeeping of the day. So I've been quite sarcastic on a daily basis. Every day we're up 200. I say tomorrow we're going to be down 200. Every day we're down 200. I say we'll be up 200. It kind of sort of worked this week, my sarcasm. No predicting, just pure sarcasm. Anyway, let me just give you a couple of tidbits. I think what you have here is a market that was very quiet, and it's no longer quiet, quite the volatile. I think what you have here is the fact that we're heading into another central bank meeting next week. And as we have told you, our opinion is we're 100% sure they're not raising rates. And we'll stand by it. We've stood that way for the last 22 months. And I think we're 14-1. I think they've had 15 meetings. We're 14-1. They raised once, got the wits scared out of them, and haven't since. They tease in between meetings every time. They plant stories that may be kind of, sort of, and they never do. The fact that they're afraid to raise to a half point just tells you what we already know. They know if markets head down, the curtains come down on the bubbles. That's why they're never, ever going to back away from easy money. And, of course, you know what's going on in Europe and Asia also, and other countries too. It is a bubble-making factory, ladies and gentlemen. So that will be for next week. I don't think there's many earnings. But one thing that stuck out today before we do the market wrap, Intel pre-market did announce they raised their numbers and pretty nicely. And Intel was up nicely today. It could have been better, but could have been worse. A little bit of a breakaway gap on Intel on 73 million shares, more than triple volume. They raised numbers pretty darn good. Was up like $1.60, then it was only up 75 cents, so finished okay. That's a pretty good move on Intel, and that started to help things out, but the market just didn't have much juice today. So that all said, we're going to start it early in a few minutes, though. Get ready. I will not be holding back on what happened today in the campaigns. You already know what I think of the national media. They went lower today. I will explain. That said, time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dunna. Well, at the lows today, the Dow was down 134 and the NASDAQ down 24. But the NASDAQ always had good relative strength today because of a few things. We'll get into it. But the Dow finished down 89. In the Dow today, Boeing was a stick, Chevron, stick and a half, IBM almost two, 3M a stick and a half, Exxon a stick, United Tech 260 on the downside. On the upside, United Health 280. The deal is that supposedly the Justice Department is getting a little easier about maybe letting some of those deals go through. You know, there's trying to be a bunch of mergers in the managed care business, the HMOs, and the Justice Department has put their foot down on them. And supposedly, they may be looking again. And, of course, Intel up a buck. S&P down 8. NASDAQ was only down 5. NASDAQ 100 only down 2. The SOX was flat. And, of course, Apple, Intel helped that. Transports down 30. Advanced declines 2 to 1 to the negative. Not very good. On the NASDAQ, 13.16. New highs, not a lot out there. Foreign markets got hit. Asia was up, though. I'll take that back. But a few things of note today that stuck out. And some of these things, listen, repeating is important here. When we make some sort of a technical call on a sector or a stock, like something is topped out, it is our duty to keep you up on what's happening with that topping out. And as you know, there's two words we use, things changed. So if something topped out and then it finds support somewhere, we're going to let you know. But so far, some of these areas haven't happened. So let me start with gold and silver. Still nothing going on there. We want you to avoid any new buying. That's all. We didn't tell you to sell. But we would tell you just to avoid any new buying right now in gold and silver. There are a few names that stick out as being stronger than others. In the gold, silver, like a Buenaventura, BVN, it's off the 50-day moving average. And then you have some that have broken the 50-day, but overall, we would just wait on it. Now, that brings us to the next point. But what if the Fed doesn't raise rates? Doesn't that weaken the dollar, make gold go up? Not if the market already knows it, but we'll see. Now, let's do the off chance. No, the not off chance. That the Fed raises rates next week. Gold will get slaughtered because that'll surprise the market at this point in time. We'll send the dollar skyward because nobody else is doing what we're doing. That's raising rates to a whopping half point if they do it and expect gold to get hit on that. But listen, that's throwing dice up in the air. We really don't know. We just have precedent about these people They're a bunch of maniacs. They're a bunch of nutcases. And they know easy money is the way to go. And as we told you, I think yesterday, Ben Bernanke's out saying, well, we should go negative rates. I really think that come WrestleMania, I would love to see Ben Bernanke in the ring against the Big Show. Is that being too harsh? I don't think so. Do you know why? He has murdered you, the Saver. Screwed you out of trillions of dollars, the Saver. And forced you into things that, when the tide turns, you're going to lose a lot of principal. And that's the bond funds. And I hear they're starting to turn a little bit now. I don't think the end is here yet, but we're just letting you know. All right, so Ben Bernanke's old, and he shouldn't get beaten up by the Big Show. I'll take it back. How about some bee stings? Is that too harsh? Just a few? I was in Camp Blue Star once in North Carolina. I got a bunch of yellow jackets sting me in the other side of the palm of my hand, and it blew up like a balloon. I couldn't believe how much pain I was in. So some Bernanke bee stings. Should feel the pain I had when I was at Camp Blue Star in Hendersonville, North Carolina. I had a great time there. Up next, we'll get a lot more in depth in the market. Some things are really sticking out. And then the media goes even lower today. We'll have that and more on this, the one and only ever popular Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. In the world continues to go nuts segment of the show, I'm just reading stories here that some high school sports teams are banning fans from chanting USA. Now, what the hell's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Not my wildest imagination, just some of the things I read on a daily basis. And I check. I make sure I check to make sure these things are not just somebody making things up. The world's gone nuts. It's turning upside down. All right. Tidbits. Deutsche Bank, DB, symbol DB. We're just going through a few things here. Was down $1.40 to 13 and change, in case you don't know. And this is how life works. Our Justice Department told Deutsche Bank that they want to fine them $14 billion for the chicanery they did on mortgage investments and all that stuff back in 07, 08. And they were bad. They were as bad as the ones over here. They already paid a few penalties. But quite interesting that our Justice Department's asking for $14 billion. What do you think the European Union wants to go after Apple for in taxes? Did anybody see that number? Oh, that's right, $14 billion. Basically, what you have here is the United States saying, go screw European Union. We're coming right after you, and you want to negotiate this out. You treat our companies this way. We're going to put the hammer down on you. It's exactly what's going on here. Now, you can... I don't know what's right, what's wrong, but supposedly Deutsche Bank was expecting $3 or $4 billion, but it's been a dead stock for a while. All these European banks, there are so many bad loans on the book and leverage up the wazoo. God only knows what their book value is, maybe a penny and a half for all I know. Next, I want to mention, anybody hear of a stock called Novavax? And this is kind of off the beaten path, but I bring it up. The symbol's NVEX, and I bring it up. It only had a high of $15 back in September of 15. They have no sales. They lose a lot of money. Didn't have the market cap some of the other biotechs did. Was down $7 today to $1.29. So if you happen to have 10,000 shares yesterday, you're worth $83,000. Today, you're worth $12,900. And I just bring it up because this has happened a lot over the last 2 years, where the placebo does better than the drug and the stock gaps down 50%. This one just happened to gap down like 75%. Just pick your poison, kids. And here's the rub on all this. There's been a lot of money to be made on the long side on this crap. You have these companies with no sales, some not even in development, not even in stage one trials, come in public, being foisted upon you by those lovable investment banks that couldn't give a who about you guys and will come out with anything if they can sell it to you. They would come out with the dog crap on the ground and sell it to you if you'd buy it. You don't believe me? Well, they would. Anyway, so just watch yourselves. Look over your shoulder. I get cold call from brokers every day trying to tell me about these. And I take the calls because I want to hear from them. Maybe there's ideas out there. And they're all coming out at me with these $4 biotechs with no sales. If your kids sold a glass of lemonade on the corner tomorrow, they'd have more sales than one of these companies that is public. It's insane, may I say. Next. Financials are acting squirrely in here. We're going to be watching that very closely in the next couple of weeks. Okay? The two most important sectors that we follow throughout the years are financials and semiconductors. Now, the semiconductors have been strong. Every rally has been led by them. Financials, they have not been strong. And there are some on the, I don't know if you call them the ledge, but close. And if these big financials start breaking support and or moving averages, we're going to be yelping at you. And as always, you decide. I just noticed a few things today that happened in there. I watched JP Morgan closest, and they've been pulling it back, not harshly, held the 50-day today, rallied it a little bit. You really don't want to see it break in the 50-day. Wouldn't be good. Citigroup looks like it's kind of sort of rolling over here a little bit. Bank America a little bit also. Wells Fargo, we already know what's going on there. That stock's down at new yearly lows, by the way, off of the fact that, you know, you can't make up 2 million fake accounts. By the way, Wells Fargo's lost $20 billion in market cap off of this news. And as I said to you, the CEO, doofus! There's one very important thing every leader needs to do. It's kind of simplistic. Give cover to your troops. You take the fire. Even if it's not you. You know what he did? If you laid all his employees on the ground and took off their shirts, there'd be tire tracks on their back. That's what he did. And it was wrong and stupid. And I gather inside Wells Fargo, there's a few conference calls with some apologies going on right now. Next. Continue to avoid the commodities. Housing. Cruise lines, hotels, motels, utilities, real estate, and the like, interest rate sensitive stuff. The bond funds have started to come in a wee bit here, and we would hold off any buying in bond funds right now. And let me just say, I'm just noticing in the last few days, a bunch of bond funds off about 3 to 5%. Which is kind of like a half-year return. And I think there may be more to go. So I'd hold off on that. So again, let me be clear. There's been some deterioration in the market. At the close of today, the Dow is trading below the 50-day, showing support at 18,000 this week, but not really an ability to get going. By the way, if you see extra volume today, it's triple witching. S&P kind of looks the same. By the way, if the S&P breaks below, let's call it 2119, not good. If the Dow breaks below 18,000, not good. NASDAQ's been stronger because of what's going on with Apple and the semiconductors. That's actually above the all-important 50-day moving average. The NYSE, not good, hasn't even really rallied. A break below like 10,480, look out. So there's some things on this little five-day ledge that's going on. And if we start breaking below these areas, we'll be talking about a correction of a little more consequence than we've already seen. Up next, yeah, but I got some stuff that's working, setting up well, and we'll let you know about it. And then after that, the media takes another leg down. They're like a bad biotech stock. That's up next on Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're gonna feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day today. No, really. Hope you're having a good day. This weekend, well, let's see. I already did 25 sets of squats already before the show. I will have a big major league workout and cardio weekend. I think I'm going to do about 14 miles minimum. Yeah, we'll see. All right, so let's get to some more. As I stated to you that there are some things that are acting fine here. Nothing's really popping because the market's been under some pressure here, but the stocks that hold up best when the market's under pressure, you concentrate on those. So I'm going to go through a few. Amazon held the 50-day moving average. Now, you know what happened today with Amazon having a better day? Two analysts came out and stated that $1,000 price target, and the stock's at 770 something. I hate price targets. These people nauseate me. Facebook breaks out, tucks its head in like a frightened turtle, sitting tight. Alibaba. By the way, this is not the first time we mention them. I still haven't bought Alibaba yet, but I know I have to own it. I'm hoping market gets some more weakness and they pull it back. Stock's acting very well, good earnings, sales, good volume patterns, good price patterns, the whole work. No, really. Google still range bound. NVDA. The only issue there, it's had a few different breakouts, but Axwell up here, nice and tight. Applied Materials, again, when I mention a semi, keep in mind the semiconductor index has had a good move, so you got to be careful about those. Yelp, sitting fine, needs a little bit more work in here. NetEase, N-T-E-S, Priceline, just poking itself out of range. Symbol V-E-E-V, Cirrus Logic, C-R-U-S, that's a supplier for Apple. By the way, Apple was down 65 cents today. Was down like $1.10 at one time. Now, there was some noise today that the Apple news is not as good as everybody thinks because I believe it was T-Mobile and Sprint are offering free phones for, you trade in your phone and you get something like that. And so it really doesn't count as much, but we'll see. We'll keep watching the stock. Sina, S-I-N-A, Chinese, but again, extended. You got to be careful there. So you can see there's Visa, their earnings and sales are now going to accelerate. Axe fine in here, but keep in mind a very slow name. Burlington, B-U-R-L, Butts had a couple of multiple moves. We'll see if that continues. Sitting nice and tight and relaxed. And just letting you know the other part of the equation, though, as I'm listing for you these names, there are fewer and fewer. When I do my scans and I go through every chart from 500,000 shares average a day up to infinity, I'm able to keep a list of stocks in what I call good shape versus not good shape.
The amount of names in good shape has gone by the wayside, and when you have major indices break support and or moving averages, that's stocks. So you had a lot of stocks break support and or moving averages. So we'll keep you informed as we go. I wonder if we get another leg to the downside, whether these start getting affected also. And just, you know, as I mentioned, the industrials took another leg down today. So there are some areas already in advance of any potential continued move down, already starting to move down. So markets getting much, much, much more selective right here. It was tight for 7, 8, 9 weeks. Then you had the break last Friday. You had some wacky business this week. You had a big up day on Monday. You had a big up day yesterday. And I got news for you. With two big up days this week, Dow was up 38 points. With two big up days this week, the S&P was up 11. With two big up days this week, the NYSE was down 80. Catching my drift? Now, the NASDAQ was better by about 2% in that you got Apple and the semiconductors. It is most definitely selective out there, and just be careful. Getting back to the bond funds for a second. In case you don't know, a bond fund is a bunch of bonds inside a fund. And they can be from any duration. And a lot of them, unfortunately, most of them are leveraged. You see, if all your bonds are yielding 5% and less, and you see the bond fund is yielding 8%, guess what? You get the point. You have a lot more risk. You got that? And when I have bond funds, I'll give you a symbol. EAD. It's paying 10%. If EAD doesn't do a thing this year but sit, you get 10% on your money. Just letting you know. PHK pays 12.6%. Now, how were they able to pay 10 and 12.6% with interest rates so low? Oh, it's simple. Leverage. And you know what leverage means. When things are good, they're really good. When things are bad, they're really bad. So just keep that in mind as we move forward. We really believe a lot of money has found that place because central banks are screwing savers. So they do look elsewhere, and they find things. And the good news is, since February, you're making hay. But if you bought PHK back in July of 14, you're down 40% right now on your money. Probably had some oil bonds in there. See, catching my drift? Just trying to protect you a little bit. By the way, EAD, back in 2012, was 11. It's now 8. So last I looked, that's about 28% down in 4 years. You probably made total return of 2%. Lucky you. So we're just letting you know. Life cuts both ways. And unfortunately, my industry, I don't believe they fully disclose things as well as they could. I think there's one heck of an effort out there to disclose. I think, unfortunately, it still falls short. And by the way, if you get calls from people selling you stuff that does not trade on exchange, hang up. And we're not saying they're bad. We're saying you can get better on an exchange that's tradable during market hours versus some of this private stuff, you got to find another buyer. No, thank you. And you don't know what the price is. The price is good as somebody will pay. On an exchange, you are able to see price every day. So hope that helps a little bit. And of course, you can go look at the good and the bad of bond funds on the web. Hopefully you're using the web to educate yourself a little bit. And we do believe eventually there is going to be so much hell to pay on bond funds, I can't even begin to tell you. Because of the one-sided trade forced by central banks. Up next, just when you think the media can't go lower, oh, they did. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. All right, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to cover this whole thing, so I'm going to try and be quick. So, coming into this week, we're just giving you the facts. The poll numbers have been going all towards Trump. You got that? And we can sit here and go through a litany of reasons why. You all know why. But not only national numbers, but the state numbers. Remember a week or so ago I said to you, you know, the numbers are going better for Trump, but if the state numbers don't, doesn't mean a thing because it's all electoral college. Well, now that's happening. And you're thinking, boy, the Clinton campaign's going to have to do something soon. Something's got to be done differently because, let me tell you about elections. Momentum. Now, of course, we have a debate on September 26th and two more after that. And I gather that's going to do some things. But one thing that's been sticking out for me, Trump is mauling her in independents. So, he's beating her in Ohio. He's beating her in Florida. Amazing. Little did I know what they would do. Here is exactly what happened today, so you do know. The Clinton campaign and the mainstream media got together and created a major story. I use the term major, their major story, because it's really a minor story. It's really nothing. But their job is to look in the left, see the left hand. Nope, it's in the right hand. As you know, Trump was a moron with this Bertha story with Obama. Moron, idiot, doofus, stupid. Made no sense, gets you nowhere. And he had no facts behind him. Plain old stupid. But it's been dropped. Haven't heard a peep on it. Until somehow a reporter asked him about him yesterday. And Trump, in his artful stupidity, said, I'll get back to you. The media crap in their pants. Today, Last night, Trump's head guy comes out and says, of course he thinks he was born in America. And you would think that would stop it, dead in tracks, because it's a non-story. The media start covering 24/7 today. The anchors accuse Trump of racism. They bring on every Dem to accuse him of racism. They bring on the Black Caucus to accuse him of racism, bigoting, even though the only thing that happened was Trump came out and said, I think he was born in America. That's it. That's the story. If I tell you, I never watched CNN and MSNBC, but somebody called me up, you got to turn it on today, and I watched them both. 24/7, the total trying to destroy Donald Trump and his campaign. And it goes on to this second. Like voracious pit bulls, CNN covering it from soup to nuts, up and down, all around. And I'm letting you know, under no uncertain terms, this was planned with foresight, with the administration, with Clinton and the media. You know how we know? Go listen to what they're all saying. They're all using the same sentences, the same statements, the same words. To the T. It is amazing to watch another low by this mainstream media that's supposed to report the news. You know, deplorables? You remember what Hillary Clinton said, which was 100 times worse than Romney? Nope, no more. Over and done. In fact, two anchors came out and said, well, there are racists and bigots in the campaign. I'm not making this up. Now, why am I bringing this up, ladies and gentlemen? It's simple. It's about you and your money. It's about you and your life. It's about you and your buckos. If the media can get together with an administration and do this, imagine what they can do to you. Imagine. Imagine. And remember, I didn't vote for Trump. I'd say 75% of the things he has said I don't like. But I want fair. And we're not getting fair. And I got to tell you, if Trump wins, I'll just be happy that the veins on the heads of all this media will start popping left and right, leaving scars, because they're not doing their job. Their job is to investigate. They don't. They advocate. Trump accused the Clinton administration of starting the birther movement, and of course, the media is calling it false. I have news for you. Barack Obama castigated Hillary Clinton for starting it back in 07. McClatchy newspaper bureau chief admitted that he was told by a Clinton campaign about to start a story. It's there in black and white. But that doesn't matter, because the truth doesn't matter. And you know how you get the $20 trillion in debt? You know how you get the 0% rate so savers get screwed and nobody reports it? Just this way. I sent an email to CNN and MSNBC. I don't think it'll matter. You'll have a great weekend. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night-night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.